Warriors-Rockets Game 4 in Houston, seeing Stephen Curry returning to action and starting the Sunday afternoon game after missing the previous two contests. But at the end of the first half, he slips on a wet spot near midcourt and suffers a sprained right knee and did not return. The Warriors uniting and delivering from beyond the arc, the emotional play of Draymond Green on display in an 18-point effort. Klay Thompson had 7 three-pointers and a game-high 23 points, while Andre Iguodala added 22 points off the bench with 3 trays and another standout effort. An NBA playoffs record for the Warriors with 21 three-pointers in the 121-94 win here in Game 4 over the Rockets as they take a 3-1 series lead back to Oracle Arena for Wednesday night's Game 5. Here's what head coach Steve Kerr had to say in the postgame.
He came out, was sitting on the bench with about 3 minutes to go, and he was kind of gathering his thoughts, and we had talked with the doctors about just seeing how he felt, trying it out with a little warm-up session. He went out there, tried to move on it, and it wasn't right. He still wanted to play, and we wouldn't let him. And he, you know, he was very, very upset. And, I just feel awful for him. Now, hopefully he's going to be okay before too long. We don't know. But I just feel so bad for him. I mean, he's been healthy all year long, and all of a sudden the playoffs start, and a couple of fluke things, and feel bad for Steph. But we got to move on.
So Steve, someone had to tell him, Steph, you're not going to be playing, and that was you.
Well, I just I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm okay." And I said, "Are you sure? You got to be honest with us." And Chelsea was there as well, and he just put his head down, and he knew it was not a wise thing to do, to go out there.
Steve, how worried were you about sort of the emotions of the team? I mean, it's obviously a tie game. They see the MVP obviously upset and hurt leaving, and then that's when you kind of took off. What did you say? What did Draymond say to the team? What sort of fueled that, do you think?
It didn't surprise me one bit that we played so well in the second half. Our guys play for each other. I think they were playing for Steph in the second half. We felt, oddly enough, pretty good about the first half. We played a beautiful about 10 minutes of the first quarter, and the roof kind of caved in on us for a variety of reasons, and then it got real choppy, and everything was going their way. And to go in at halftime tied was in our minds was a victory, because we felt like we could get our rhythm back, and we obviously did. 38 assists, 121 points. We liked our groove, and then I thought Andre and Klay did a phenomenal job on James, just trying to make everything difficult. And he didn't get to the line, I don't think, at all in the second half. I may be wrong about that, but we stopped fouling him, and we got the momentum.
I know Marcus observed that it looked like in that conversation that you had with Steph that you and Draymond were maybe trying to console him or say that maybe you're going to try to win it for him. Did a conversation like that occur?
We didn't. I don't think those were our words. We just both felt bad for him because Steph was emotional about not being able to go back out there, and he just had his head buried in his hands, and we both just patted him on the back, and there wasn't much to say, but it wasn't, we'll go win this for you or anything like that. It was just the compassion of, knowing that he couldn't get out there.
Steve, Draymond said after game 3 that he didn't have his usual intensity and his usual energy. What do you think of what his energy tonight, especially after you guys talked with Steph and he came out for the third quarter there?
I thought Draymond was brilliant. The couple of threes that he hit early in the third seemed to just give us a huge boost emotionally. He was great all night, though. I mean, he had, for whatever reason, he didn't have his usual energy the other night. Tonight, he had that swagger back. He was brilliant at both ends. Andre played pretty much a perfect game. He was just awesome. And we got contributions from up and down the bench, which was fantastic, which we're going to need, as long as we're without Steph, and even when he gets back, we're going to need that.
Steve, right now the NBA CEO is discussing to forbid that kind of strategy that intentionally foul on the big centers like Shaquille O'Neal or Dwight Howard and send them to free throw lines? And as one of the best coaches in the league, how do you think of this?
Thank you for the compliment. I hate the rule. I hate fouling and watching guys parade to the foul line. At no other level of basketball in the world do we have this rule. And, you know, college basketball, high school, FIBA, you foul a guy on purpose, intentionally away from the ball, it's two free throws and the ball. It's not a basketball play. As long as the rule exists, we'll try to take advantage of it when we have to, when we need to. But I think it's something that needs to be changed. It's kind of silly.
Steve, I know the greater concern is Steph's health beyond this point, but what were your impressions of how he looked in the first half, just overall, how he was moving?
My impressions of Steph?
Yeah, in the first half, just how he looked.
Looked like his conditioning was fine, just couldn't get his rhythm. And I thought he was trying to do too much. I didn't mind the shots. You know, he was trying to get himself going with a lot of threes, which was fine because, you know, the way Steph goes, sometimes he just makes one and the floodgates open up. But I thought he was trying to do too much off the dribble. He turned it over five times. He was pressing a little bit. But I thought his movement looked good and his conditioning was better than I expected. And then he slips on the wet spot and unfortunately, you know, back to square one. We'll see what happens with the MRI tomorrow.
Steve, we often talk about how Clay, you can't really tell whether he's feeling intense or feeling low or high. It looked like tonight, especially after halftime, you could see that his intensity level was higher. Did you see the same thing?
Yeah, he was a little more animated than usual. I think he sensed how much we needed him, especially when Steph went down. But he had a great first half, too. But I thought Clay's energy and movement was fantastic, and he really loosened up the defense with all of his cutting and motion and obviously knocked down seven threes, which was huge. But, I thought he was among the many who played well.
Steve, I know that you addressed it a little earlier, but you guys made a big statement in the third quarter, and it coincided with Stephen Curry going out. How does that work? Are they thinking we owe it to him or we have to pick up a slack? What is the dynamic?
Well, when you have a team that's as together as ours is and that cares about each other like ours does, then you tend to pick up the fight a little bit. And, you know, there wasn't any rallying cry. It was just our guys sensed that they needed to come together. I think they were a little bit upset about the way the first half went, you know, after the start we had and then kind of the way we let things slip away a little bit. But it's just a group that plays hard for each other, and that showed.
Draymond Green, a plus 34 with 18 points and four trays to go with eight rebounds. Here's Draymond in the postgame.
Draymond, what did you say to Steph before he had to head back to the locker room?
Just told him we got him. You know, it sucks, you know, but don't force it. It wasn't really anything to force. It's a tie game. He did what he can do.
Draymond, you said after game three that, you know, you put it all on yourself, and you said that game four you plan to bring your own game, your usual game. I think we saw that. In the third quarter, it looked like it even found another level, especially on defense. Just talk about the defensive intensity you guys brought tonight.
Well, you know, with Steph going out, obviously, you got to step everything up, and you know I knew I felt like I was better in the first half, but I still didn't have the level of everything that I need to have. And so I knew in the third quarter that, you know, if we wanted to win that game, I had to turn it up a notch. And you know, it didn't hurt that Monty Unis started talking to me like that was cool. So that kind of helped too.
Draymond, did the fact that Steph went out? I mean, obviously, you made a big statement in the third quarter. You killed him, and you ended the game. Was that related to Steph going out? And if so, how?
I mean, well, you know, obviously, your guy goes down. You want to pick him up, you know. And so, you know, with him being out that third quarter, it's, you know, you got to bring it. And, I mean, let's not fool ourselves. When you're hitting shots like we're hitting, like at the rate we were hitting them at, that helps. But the thing that I enjoyed the most was 20 points that quarter, 18 in the fourth quarter. That's where we won the game. You know, shots fell for, you know, I think I hit a few threes, Clay hit a few threes, Harrison hit one. That's good, but holding them to 20 points is what did it. And so, you know, that's what we got to do. You know, we got to defend at a high level. You look, talking about 29 points in the first quarter, that's too much. 27 in the second quarter, that's too much. You know, we really came out and got it done on the defensive end. And once we started defending, then shots start falling. It's funny how that works.
Draymond, you came to the sideline pretty excited after that third quarter. How would you describe that emotional roller coaster of just watching Steph walk off the court, going through the joy of that third quarter, and then just coming back?
I mean, you go from feeling like complete crap, you know, because number one, the one thing we all hate in life is uncertainty. You know, whether that's in a relationship, whether that's in school, whether that's knowing what's being cooked. Like, we hate uncertainty in life as human. So the uncertainty of him not knowing what's going on, like, obviously, you know, like, oh, he sprained his knee. But that's what we think. You know, that's not what we know until he get his scan tomorrow. So, number one, that sucks, and that brings you down. With that, we all know that we have to step our game up. And with that, we know that they're thinking, oh, it's over now. And we want to come out and prove otherwise.
Dre, you mentioned the shooting, obviously, in the third quarter was outstanding, but the passing for stretches in the first half was very, very good. Can you talk about the relationship between that and your shooting and how much that kind of bodes well for the future for you guys?
Well, you know, number one, our offense is built on ball movement, player movement. And the one thing Coach Kerr has preached since the day he got here is the ball movement and player movement creates rhythm. So all of a sudden, guys are back cutting, you know, you create the rhythm. And then the shots, they become easier because now you're in the rhythm. Everything's flowing well. So, and also good passing. You know, when you get a ball to the guy on the money, he ain't got to lace the strings up or nothing. That makes it a lot easier to shoot. But it all starts with that rhythm. And our rhythm comes from simple. You know, it used to be funny last year. Coach Kerr would say, hey, look at this cut somebody just made. And it would be like the most simple cut you've ever seen in your life. And he'd be like, that set all this up. He'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like, you just laugh, whatever. Like, and then as time go on, he's preaching the same thing. And you realize that simple cut really set up the whole rhythm for that play. And so once we started really moving the ball, really cutting, everybody's moving around, that sets up rhythm for those shots to fall.
Simple question, Draymond. What's the mindset and what's the feeling like now going home up 3-1 on these guys?
If I'm not mistaken, I think the Clippers were up 3-1 on them. They ain't even laying down. We got to come out in Oakland and win this game. And it's not going to be easy. We know this is a very talented ball club who can get it going, who can get high from three, who can do just about anything on the floor. So we got to come out and we got to take the game and know that it's not going to be easy. Know that Steph probably won't be playing and do what we got to do to win the game and bring the energy to Oracle. You know, we can't just come out and expect, oh, we're at home, it's done deal. No, that's not. You know, they've been in this position before and they prove otherwise. So we got to make sure we come out and get it done.
Again, Game 5 Wednesday night at Oracle Arena with a chance for the Warriors to close out this series with a win. With this Warriors Sound Game Recap, I'm Lawrence Scott.